Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos Daf Mem Zayin. So the Gemara comes to the conclusion that the reason why Reb Shimon holds that it's usur to be metaltel with a ner while it's lit is not because there's a concern of Shama Yichabe, you may put out the fire, because Reb Shimon holds lever Shem Eschaven is mutter. Rather, Reb Shimon holds the reason why it's usur is because Hanach l'ner Shemen Upsila Hoyel. The nasa basis l'davar ha'aser. The concept of a basis, if I have an object which is holding up or supporting a davar ha'mukta, which over here is the ner, the whole chefetz becomes aser, and that's a basis. So how does basis work? How does the mukta aser the part which is not mukta? So if you take a look in Rashi, Rashi says dibur ha'maschil l'davar ha'aser l'shal heves. The kli, the keli that's holding the fire becomes tuffel to the shalheves, to the fire, the lav mishim nechayesh tekviya, and not because we're concerned that it's going to get put out. And then there's another Rashi, a little bit further down, dibra hamaskel haleka priloi, when the Gemara is discussing a basket that has stones in it, if it doesn't have any peris in it, it's going to be usur. And Rashi says, the kli nase basis la'evin utfeleloi ubatul toiras kli didei. The reason why the kli is usur is not because of its own iser, not because of a mukta machmas kufay. The only reason why the kli is usur is because it's batul to the iser. Now there's another tzad that's brought up in the achrayim. There are actually many tzadim brought up in the achrayim. One of the other main tzadim is that the reason why a basis is usur is because a person's mekatze daitoi from the kli. If I put something under a chefetz, which is usher to move on Shabbos, person is mesiach tast. He's not going to use this keli that's underneath the iser, because there's an iser sitting on top of it. So then, the reason why that keli is usher is because of its own sibas iser, not because it's bottle to the iser, to the shalheves, in our case, that's in the keli. Rather, the fact that a person has a shalheves in a keli, he's mekatze daitoi, he's mesiach tast, he's not going to use this keli for Shabbos. And that's why it becomes a basis and it becomes usur just like the shalheves. Now, a nafkamina that the achrayim say between these two tzadim is that how about in a situation where a person makes a tanai that he's not going to leave the davar ha'usur on top of this keli the whole Shabbos? He plans on removing it in the middle of Shabbos. Does that help? Do we say that once this kli was a basis for a davar ha'usur on Shabbos, even if the isur came off on Shabbos, or in a situation where there was a fire, the fire went out, does the kli still remain usur? So they suggest that if the reason why the keli, which is mutter, becomes usur, is because it's being mishamish and it's bottle to the whole chetza of isur, so the fact that the isur is no longer here on Shabbos doesn't give this keli back its teres keli. The reason why this keli is usur is because it became bottle and it became tuffel to the isur. So once it became tuffel to the isur, well, at the outset of Shabbos, there's a migudus katzoi, and it's also the whole Shabbos. However, if the reason why it became usur is only because a person is being mesiach tas, he's not going to use this on Shabbos, but if a person has in mind the feirish that he plans on using this on Shabbos, then we could say that that's going to help to allow that once the isur is gone, so he's not being mesiach tas for the whole Shabbos, and therefore it's going to be mutter. And although most Rishonim seem to hold that it doesn't help for a person to have in mind to remove the Isser middle of Shabbos. However, Taisvis later on, Daf Nun Aleph, Amr Aleph, says that since a person, or when a person has in mind to remove the Chefetz, the Davar HaIsser on Shabbos, then the Kli itself is going to be Mutter. And the truth is, the Rashba over there asks, it's Rabbeinu Tam Shita from our Gemara. Our Gemara says that a Ner is Osir Betiltel, because it's a Basis for Rosh HaLheves. What do you mean? The ner is asad l'chabos. It's eventually going to go out. So why isn't that as if when a person on Ben Hashmashes, on Erev Shabbos, when he was lighting this fire, why isn't that as if he had a mind that the iser is going to go away in the middle of Shabbos? So that's the Rashba's kasha on Tosfos. And the Achrayim again give many different roots in the answer to the Rabbeinu Tam, but you see that machlekes in the Rishonim, whether somebody, when he has in mind specifically that the Isser is going to go away on Shabbos, with the Kli, or the buses that's holding up that Isser, going to become Mutter once the Isser goes away. Have a wonderful day.